This week on the Arts Page, we'll take a look at an upcoming exhibit by the Institute of Jamaica. In April, the Institute of Jamaica will for the first time mount an exhibit solely on the Rastafari movement in Jamaica. The exhibit will showcase the origins of the movement, its journey through the years, as well as the impact it has had across the globe. It will feature several pieces central to the Rastafarian lifestyle, including pictures, journals, posters, clothes, furniture, and even modes of transportation.
The Rastafari exhibition is to be one of the most significant attractions that the Institute has put on in several ways. Rastafari itself as a culture is one of the most significant 21st century movements. Nonetheless, very little in terms of material culture collection has been done.
That's David Stimpson, curator for the IOJ's Museums Division. The IOJ is asking for your help to make the exhibit a success.
The Institute of Jamaica has put out a call for objects, and this is after several months of consultation with various Rastafari communities, individuals, and institutions. Very little systematic collection has been done.
If Jah is standing by my side, then why should I...
The Institute wants your pictures, your journals, anything depicting the movement over the years.
This is in several areas. Documentation of the history, personal narratives of members of the communities and their particular perspectives on Rastafari, His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie, how he has become such a central figure to Rastafari, the vitality in /ital living, things that bring in a tangible way the reality of that lifestyle, the clothing, jewelry, the music, the kinds of symbols that are used in an emblematic way to signify their persona and His Majesty's aura. These are things, really all of the things that can materialize the culture in its diverse manifestations in society.
While the IOJ intends to work with a number of institutions and Rastafarian organizations to collect these pieces, it also needs help from individuals and private collectors.
We are trying to work as broadly as possible with individuals who themselves maintain collections, things like scrapbooks that can be very meaningful. The trod, the life of an individual, as an example of how in our society there are individuals who have borne the brunt of much of the colonial heritage and how we have moved away from it.
So go back through those family photos. You never know what you'll find. And remember, the museum is also interested in works of art and craft depicting the Rastafarian culture.
Why should I be afraid?
If you've got something you think could make a contribution to this historic exhibit, here's what you can do.
People who are interested can call the Institute of Jamaica, the Museums Division, at 922-0620-5. They can communicate with us, and we're gladly attend to how they can help us.
David Stimpson, curator for the IOJ's Museums Division. The exhibit will be launched on Sunday, April 21, to mark the anniversary of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie's visit to Jamaica in 1968. The exhibit will run for a year at the IOJ in Kingston. Then it will be mounted at the IOJ's Montego Bay Civic Center location. And remember, the Institute of Jamaica has various exhibits all year round, so be sure to come down and have a look. That's it for this edition of the Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.